Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Truth in Pennsylvania Politics. I'm your host, Don Nevels. Now, I know everybody's excited about the McKeesport fiasco. I've been getting tons of messages from my last two shows and emails about that situation. I just want you to know that I am following that, and whenever anything happens, I will do a show specifically on what's taking place in the next step. So definitely want to keep tuned in. But anyway, tonight I wanted to tell you all, or let you all know, that the reason I do this show is because we the people are kept in the dark when it comes to politics. We're expected to just trust these elected officials to make the best decisions for our districts, communities, and our lives without question. And I don't think so. If you notice, a lot of people are starting to ask questions, and that's something that people didn't do before. They just let the politicians do whatever. It didn't seem to affect them too much. So they never questioned anybody. And now that they're getting questions, man, they're losing their minds. You know, but it seems like after elections, people tend to just melt back into the woodwork until the next election, when it's time to vote by letter again. And we have to stop that. In all the states I've lived in, and I've lived in Florida, I've even lived in California, Massachusetts, Virginia, Pennsylvania, in all of those states, I've never seen so many people complain about how bad things are, yet continue to vote the same way every single time, expecting something different. It's just pure insanity. And like I said, I haven't seen it anywhere else except Pennsylvania. Now, California today, yeah, I mean, I lived back there in the 80s when Reagan was president and everything was prosperous. But today, yeah, people are moving out of California. But most politicians lie to get elected and never do what they're promised. The funny thing about Matt Gergely here in PA 35 is he didn't even have to open his mouth and was elected. It's like by habit, because people just vote by letter. But I'm preaching to the choir most of the time when I talk about that. Besides that, these politicians work for the interest of the party, not for you and I or what's best for us. They work for the party and what can benefit them in their career. Trust me, they're not thinking about us. Southwest PA has been constantly barraged with nothing but the Democratic message for 100 years. And what's interesting is they completely water it down and they make it look as good as they can for public consumption. But meanwhile, every act from the other side gets airtime, only if it's bad. You don't get airtime unless you really screw up. The little that we do get in a positive way is always overshadowed by the coverage of the other team. It doesn't matter about the quality of candidates, only the party. I know that how heavy this district is with registered Democrats, but that shouldn't matter if you vote for the best candidates. I know tons of Republicans and Democrats and third parties and everybody else that want nothing more to do than work for the people and help them in any way possible. But the career politicians have made this such an us against each other agenda that the people are losing at every turn. We have to change that, and I feel that the first step we can do in changing that is by educating the public. Which brings me to the topic of the day and getting back to my experience that I had while running for state representative. And the topic of the day is the media treatment of the candidates. And honestly, this goes for both sides, but I'm going to go through my experience and just let you know what happened and how the media really treats you and how I know what they put out is not what you say or the truth. So I had quite a few interviews. had a couple in some small papers. But I want to talk about the two main interviews that I had, because these were the ones that would be either seen the most or the most most shared. So first, I want to talk about my interview with WESA, NPR, National Public Radio. Yuck. Now, I knew what I was in for from the initial contact I received. I felt the reporter was kind of taken back when he asked if I would do an interview, and I not only said yes, but I invited him to my home for the process. Now, he knows NPR's reputation, and he had to be thinking, a Republican? His house? Really? Might have been a little scary for him. But anyway, I'm a good guy, and I'm honest. So I'm aware of the leftist stance that they take on everything, National Public Radio. So I knew to be careful, you know, with how I worded my answers while remaining truthful, because I just wanted to choose the right words, because these guys, what you'll find out later on here, they kind of have a mind of their own. So the day arrived that the reporter from WESA was coming over, and I made sure everything was in its place, and I welcomed this guy into my home. We set up in the dining room. It took a little time for him to set up, so we made some small talk, and he told me he was neutral on the topics and as a reporter should be. But the end result was far from how I actually answered. So they come in, and, you know, they're nice to you and shake your hand and smile, but inside the brain's already clicking on, how am I going to get this guy? I could see it initially. So anyway, he had his recording instruments out. He slapped on his headphones and put the microphone up in my face, and away we went. What I thought was going to be a 15-minute interview turned into an hour-long session of questions to which I had an answer for every one. He might not have liked some of my answers, but I did have an answer for him for everyone. There were many times where I'd give an answer and he would come back with an interpretation for my answer. So much for being neutral, right? For instance, I said while Davis was in office, he spent $18 million on a low-income housing project. That didn't make sense when we had bridges falling down and crumbling infrastructure. I went on to say that I'm not against low-income housing, but the priorities in this case were wrong. We didn't need the housing, but it looked good for Davis and the left to do this project in Clairton. But the population is declining, and there wasn't a need for this project. There was a need for Clairton to make their block look better, and as a mayor or a city council member, I wouldn't say no. But this is something Davis did just to get a feather in his cap. I mentioned that we need to, like, take a look at the whole picture. So the reporter said, after I answered, the reporter said, so you want to take money away from low-income people and put it towards infrastructure. That was what he got from my sentence or from my statement. So I said, no, that's not what I said. I went on to say that we need to set priorities when it comes to spending money in the district. You know, I guess what he published in his poorly written leftist rag. Just take one guess. Yep, I want to take money from the poor and less fortunate. Now, this right here is how propaganda all starts, and NPR starts it right away. Once the lie is printed, you'll never convince anybody otherwise. We've experienced that for the last 3 years. Do you think that you can take somebody that drives alone in their car with their mask on and convince them that masks don't work? No, you won't convince them, and they'll continue to wear a mask until probably, you know, the day they die. So he started, when the article came out, the first thing he said was he called me a fervent Republican, even though I said I was willing to sit at the table on every issue because politics is about negotiating for the people. I didn't say I was going to fight for the Republican Party. I didn't say I was going to fight for any party. I said I was going to fight for the people. Now, if that's not neutral, I don't know what is. But because of that, he called me a fervent Republican, which is, you know, that's okay. But his choice of wording was hilarious, and he meant it to discredit me. Because, let's face it, who listens or reads their stuff? It's certainly not most of us listening to this. We know that NPR is a leftist rag and they do whatever they want. Now, this guy and the rest of that organization is doing a disservice to the people. They ask for honesty and then twist all your words around and write whatever they want. And this is what is really bad. The other lazy media companies copied the article from NPR and they spread it like wildfire throughout the rest of the media. I couldn't even believe how many just used the same article written by NPR. Talk about needing some fact-checking. I just couldn't believe it. So here I am. I get an interview from National Public Radio. They misinterpret my words, print what they want, and then 10 other media outlets copy what they say and print it as their own. So that's how it all spreads, and that's how they do damage against you. You know, it's sad that they just can't print the truth. And as a writer myself, I have to mention again how horribly written the article was from the start. I mean, he taped the whole thing for an hour, and he still couldn't get it right. There's no standards in so-called journalism anymore. They'll hire anybody who will spew their agenda that's on the teleprompter. Before I get into the next part of this, I just want to remind everybody that there is a primary election coming up on May 16th for municipal jobs and also county executive. So be aware that there is a primary coming up May 16th. And for county executive, you want to look up Joe Rocky, R-O-C-K-E-Y, Joe Rocky. He is incredibly qualified for the job. It looks like his opponent, because they're putting so much money into it, is going to be this Weinstein guy who's corrupt as hell. And I'll probably do that on my next show. But I just wanted to remind you that we do have the mail-in ballot process, and you can vote the day of May 16th. So let's make sure that we all get out there and vote. And if you need to use a mail-in to make your vote count, that's okay. Do what you got to do. Now let's discuss what happens with the television media. Now, I received zero calls from local TV media until many people reached out to multiple sources. I was reaching out. My campaign managers were reaching out. Friends were reaching out. People, hey, I know somebody. I'm going to call them. They were reaching out. And I finally got a call that John Delano from KDKA would be calling to set up a Zoom interview for another date. So as luck would have it, I missed his call somehow. I think I was in the shower. But I called him back, and to my surprise, he answered. I figured it would be someone who handled everything, but it was, in fact, John. Now, I thought he'd be this far-left guy because, let's face it, the media around here is all about the left side of the agenda. But I have to admit, John was very nice. I was honored to be talking with him and on the Zoom as I watched him for many years and give reports. Now, I don't want to blow his cover, but John had some pretty interesting things to talk about before and after we recorded. So anyway, we set up the Zoom for the next day, and I was looking forward to finally getting some exposure on the local news, because to this point, I still hadn't had any coverage anywhere other than my social media and my friends sharing stuff and other people helping me. So the next day, I called the Zoom number, and we had a great interview. Before we started, he explained it would take about 5 to 8 minutes, and he would hope the powers to be would play the entire segment. He told me that many times they lump all the candidates into one story and nobody gets any real airtime. I mean, let's face it, they really don't want the people to know their options when it comes to elections. They just want them to know who the Democrat is so that they can go vote for them and not worry. After we finished the interview, though, John complimented me on a couple things, and we chatted for some time. He said he hoped that it would be aired soon. That was his goal. He told me, you know, hey, I'm going to work on these, get them edited, and we want to get these on the air as fast as we can. Because keep in mind now, this was about 2 weeks before the election. So here we are 2 weeks before. This is the special election. And no airtime, no nothing. So every day after that interview, I waited and I waited for it to be added to their Facebook feed or their Twitter feed. And then I also waited for it to appear on the news in his segments. So I waited and I waited. And finally, the day before the election, that's right, the day before the election, on the late news, there was the interview. I was like, oh, here it comes. The interview's coming on. I got a five-minute interview. Well, there it was, and as it came on, all 8 seconds of it, that's right, 8 seconds, that's what I got for a candidate who's running for state representative, and a win would swing control of the House. There was absolutely no sense of urgency to inform the public of anything other than the status quo, one-sided message. And the media is complicit in their failure, this nation, this state, and our communities by not reporting the truth. Because of that, people vote as told, and we all suffer, especially here in PA. It's just unbelievable how many people just vote by letter. Half of them don't even know who's running. They just see Democrat, and they put a check by it. Reporters are not fair, and they have to swing the stories because the media is left-leaning. And if they don't swing their stories, they won't be aired or published, so they can form and carry on the mass deception of the public. The most accurate article came from a newspaper in Harrisburg. It was a good old school reporter who took notes by hand. He was typing on a typewriter. I could hear him typing. And he told the truth. He published what I said. On the day of elections, so that pretty much is what happened with the television media, right? As far as anything that I was even called for was only by John Delano. Now, on the day of the elections, the next day, as I'm running around to all the polling places with my campaign manager, I'm getting messages and calls from the rest of the local media for an interview. Now, all of a sudden, on election day, as the election's in full swing, oh, they want to have an interview with me. Well, you can pretty much assume what I told them. Some I just didn't even answer. Some I told them to pack sand. They should have called me a few days prior. It's absolutely ridiculous that they don't inform the people of what's going on. And that's something that I want to change by doing what I'm doing right here. Now, if you're running for office, be very aware of the media. Whether you're a Democrat, Republican, or a third party, like I said, they will sway anything you say to fit their agenda. Now, don't think you're safe just because you're a Democrat. If you're a Democrat that's bucking the party status quo, you will be crushed for the candidate the politicians want, not who the people want. And if you don't think that that happens, wow. I'm sorry, because that is what happens. Now, my show offers real-time, unedited questions and answers that are directly relayed to the public venue. I don't change anything, and you hear it in their own words or in my own words. And even if we make a mistake, there's no do-overs. I'm extending an invitation to any and all local politicians to appear on my show and have their voices heard. Our show is recorded live and never edited. So if you hear the dog bark, you hear the dog bark. Real transparency, honesty, and truth is what I preach, and will continue to do so until I've reached as many people as I can. So for those of you running in the election, in the primary, any local election, you can reach me at don4pa35@gmail.com. So don4pa35@gmail.com. You can comment on this post. You can comment on my Facebook post. You can message me through Facebook. However you want to get a hold of me. I welcome any official, anybody that's running for office. I'm here to give you a platform to get your message out to the people. I know there's a lot of people running in McKeesport. It's a pretty interesting race. You are all more than welcome to come on my show and speak your platform. I'm not here to trick you or into anything. I'm here to let you speak for yourself, tell the people what you're going to do. And then if you don't do it when you're elected, then, you know, we have it on tape. But anyway, that's what I'm here for. So I thank you all for tuning in, and I appreciate all the support I've been getting, all the feedback. I thoroughly enjoy this, and if there's anything I can do or anything you want me to talk about and include in a show, please let me know. Again, thank you for tuning in, and until the next time, fair winds and following seas.